That's kind of what I've been grappling with for quite some time now, is these expectations and setting myself up, wanting things to be a certain way. The other night in a meeting such as this, but more 12-step oriented, the hardest thing to let go are the things that you don't have. And to be more specific with this, and maybe to give an example, and you can tell me if I'm right about this, about like a relationship breakup, and your heart's sick, and you feel it. You feel it in your stomach, or your heart, or solar plexus right here. So rather than ruminating about the situation, rather turn your energy to where it actually hurts in your body to stop. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, I think that is really good, because, again, when we have something unpleasant happens, our mind very quickly proliferates off. And actually, if we can stay with the raw, unpleasant experience, in a way that can be very helpful and, you know, cut through a lot of the unnecessary extra suffering. It's like the traditional analogy the Buddha talks with another sutta called the Dart Sutta, where he basically says a person gets shot by a dart and then they get shot by another one. And actually, the first dart is the unpleasant experience, like somebody we love leaves us. The second dart is our rumination and bashing ourselves up about it. Actually, that's entirely optional, although it can be very difficult to let go of. Yeah. So, in a way, just stick to the first dart and try and let go of the second dart. Yeah. Yeah.